Chapter 39. Will the fact of a woman being fond of jewelry be likely to make her life, in its higher sense, a failure? Apostrophe apostrophe, nobody's life is altogether a failure. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, you know what I mean, even though my words are badly selected and commonplace. Apostrophe she said impatiently. Because I utter commonplace words, you must not suppose I think only commonplace thoughts. My poor stock of words are like a limited number of rough molds I have to cast all my materials in, good and bad. And the novelty or delicacy of the substance is often lost in the coarse triteness of the form. Apostrophe apostrophe, very well, I'll believe that ingenious representation. As to the subject in hand, lives which are failures, you need not trouble yourself. Anybody's life may be just as romantic and strange and interesting, if he or she fails, as if he or she succeeds. All the difference is, that the last chapter is wanting in the story. If a man of power tries to do a great deed, and just falls short of it by an accident not his fault, up to that time his history had as much in it as that of a great man who has done his great deed. It is whimsical of the world to hold that particulars of how a lad went to school, and so on should be as an interesting romance, or as nothing to them, precisely in proportion to his after renown. Apostrophe apostrophe, they were walking between the sunset and the moonrise. With the dropping of the sun, a nearly full moon had begun to raise itself. Their shadows, as cast by the western glare, showed signs of becoming obliterated in the interest of a rival pair in the opposite direction which the moon was bringing to distinctness. I consider my life to some extent a failure, apostrophe said Knight again after a pause, during which he had noticed the antagonistic shadows. You? How? Apostrophe, I don't precisely know. But in some way I have missed the mark. Apostrophe, really? To have done it is not much to be sad about, but to feel that you have done it must be a cause of sorrow. Am I right? Apostrophe, partly, though not quite. For a sensation of being profoundly experienced serves as a sort of consolation to people who are conscious of having taken wrong turnings. Contradictory as it seems, there is nothing truer than that people who have always gone right don't know half as much about the nature and ways of going right as those do who have gone wrong. However, it is not desirable for me to chill your summer time by going into this. Apostrophe apostrophe, you have not told me even now if I am really vain. Apostrophe apostrophe, if I say yes, I shall offend you. If I say no, you'll think I don't mean it, apostrophe he replied, looking curiously into her face. Ah, well, apostrophe she replied, with a little breath of distress, that which is exceeding deep, who will find it out? I suppose I must take you as I do the Bible find out, and understand all I can, and on the strength of that, swallow the rest in a lump, by simple faith. Think me vain, if you will. Worldly greatness requires so much littleness to grow up in, that an infirmity more or less is not a matter for regret. Apostrophe apostrophe, as regards women, I can't say, apostrophe answered Knight carelessly. But it is without doubt a misfortune for a man who has a living to get, to be born of a truly noble nature. A high soul will bring a man to the workhouse, so you may be right in sticking up for vanity. Apostrophe apostrophe, no, no, I don't do that, apostrophe she said regretfully. Mr. Knight, when you are gone, will you send me something you have written? I think I should like to see whether you write as you have lately spoken, or in your better mood. Which is your true self, the cynic you have been this evening, or the nice philosopher you were up to tonight? Apostrophe apostrophe, ah, which? You know as well as I apostrophe, their conversation detained them on the lawn, and in the portico till the stars blinked out. Elfright flung back her head, and said idly, there's a bright star exactly over me. Apostrophe apostrophe, each bright star is overhead somewhere. Apostrophe apostrophe, is it? Oh yes, of course. Where is that one? Apostrophe and she pointed with her finger. that is poised like a white hawk over one of the Cape Verde Islands. Apostrophe apostrophe, and that? Apostrophe apostrophe, looking down upon the source of the Nile. Apostrophe apostrophe, and that lonely quiet looking one? Apostrophe apostrophe, he watches the North Pole, and has no less than the whole equator for his horizon. And that idle one low down upon the ground, that we have almost rolled away from, is in India over the head of a young friend of mine, who very possibly looks at the star in our zenith, as it hangs low upon his horizon, and thinks of it as marking where his true love dwells. Apostrophe apostrophe, Elfright glanced at night with misgiving. Did he mean her? She could not see his features, but his attitude seemed to show unconsciousness. The star is over my head, apostrophe she said with hesitation. Or anybody else's in England. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh yes, I see. She breathed her relief. His parents, I believe, are natives of this county. I don't know them, though I have been in correspondence with him for many years till lately. Fortunately or unfortunately for him, he fell in love, and then went to Bombay. Since that time I have heard very little of him. Apostrophe apostrophe, Knight went no further in his volunteered statement, and though Elfright at one moment was inclined to profit by the lessons in honesty he had just been giving her, the flesh was weak, and the intention dispersed into silence. There seemed a reproach in Knight's blind words, and yet she was not able to clearly define any disloyalty that as he had been guilty of. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.